I invite you to close your eyes and totally relax your body now. This is your opportunity to focus on the energy of you, to nurture yourself, to love yourself. You deserve to have moments of peace and solitude, to recharge your batteries, to disconnect from all of the demands that are made of you during your busy life. Allow the love of Kryon to administer to you now. Kryon, who knows you by name. Kryon, who is holding your hand. Kryon, who is cheering you on in support of all that you are doing on the planet just by your presence, just by turning up. So allow yourself to now receive the love flowing to you from Kryon.
Are you afraid of the truth? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. That's a funny statement. Most would say, I'm not afraid of the truth at all. I'm watching this program, you might say, because I want to know more about the truth, more of what is happening on this planet and all that I could do to cooperate with it. Why would I be afraid of the truth? This entire series this month is about energies that have never been here before on this planet. You might even call them missing energies that are starting to arrive here and making a big change in the paradigm that you call regular life. But the biggest changes, dear ones, are for those of you who are awakening. Perhaps you are one who has been awakened. You've been working a path, you would say, for many years. You'd call it a light worker path, awakened path. Other of yous are probably just starting to find out some truths you didn't know before and figuring it all out. Back to the question, are any of you afraid of the truth? And here is where the answer may be different than you think. You say, no, I'm not afraid. Then I ask you, in what way are you using the truth? In what way are you displaying the truth? There's an old paradigm that says that when you find out something spectacular, especially if it's spiritual, that many would then become evangelistic with it. That is, you have to know this. Carry a sign. All of these things that you've gotten used to for all of these years, it's different when you are studying mastery. And we have told you this. All of the things that you know as truth then become you. And that truth then exemplifies itself in the beauty and the majesty of your own personality, your own life, in what people can see with you, how you carry yourself, how you listen to them, how you work with them in love and compassion. And we have told you before that this then is the lighthouse that would attract so many people to safe places, not to you, not to a truth that they should learn, but rather a safe harbor that allows them to make their own decisions. Are you afraid of the truth? There it is again. Why do you keep asking that, Kryon? What has that got to do with anything? Here is why. Because so many light workers today tiptoe around the truth. In fact, there is an old paradigm that we have talked about for a long time. And I'll review that paradigm for you and then tell you why things are changing and what the changes are. The paradigm is this. You hide. You get in a lightworker closet so that people will not think that you're odd or strange or one of those, they might think, that thinks that there are past lives or there are things around them, guides, angels, invisible energies. All of these things are odd, you say, or strange or weird. So you don't broadcast them, you never talk about them, and you don't really want to be asked about them, so you're fairly quiet. Some of you have a very, very, I would say, efficient way of working. You become odd or strange enough so that nobody wants to be with you. And there are many light workers just like that. It only takes a few moments to realize, I don't want to talk to this person, and they move away from you. I am giving you an old paradigm that has been around for many, many years. We also warned you before, a warning actually, don't stay weird or you will not be the lighthouse. The light goes out. People won't want to come next to you or be with you. And you've got all this truth and this light and then you're covering it. So what's the difference between then and now for those of you who have this idea that it would be better to be quiet, perhaps, than to show your mastery? Here is the information I want to give you. There is now starting to be, I would call, an influential energy to general population, to minds, because the veil is starting to lift. What I am going to say is that who you are in that majesty that you present is a lot more allowable today. There is a more of an allowance for what you might have. In fact, there's more than an allowance. There is a missing energy of awakening for all humanity at some level. Many are walking around actually asking the question to themselves, am I missing something? Is there more? This lifting of the veil slightly has caused this missing energy to arrive on this planet. And guess who are the catalysts to work with it, to develop it, to be the synchronicity for it? And that's you. Yes, I am telling you, there are so many walking around looking for what you have, and you're hiding it because you don't want to be strange, or you don't want to speak up and say, well, I have a wonderful feeling that the things are going to be better, or the things are going to happen. And step out, you might say, of the norm. In a crowd of complainers, maybe you decide not to complain, and instead to have some kind of a positive affirmation for all to think about. Or you'd say, I think we ought to send prayer to these people and think good thoughts for these people. And in the past, that might have got you in trouble, and they might look at you. You're not one of those who believes in star people, are you? And today, you'll get a whole different reaction. They're going to say, finally, I found somebody who might be able to give me some more of that truth that I've been seeking. And they won't say those words. It'll be in their eyes sometimes as they're quiet, just watching you or listening to you or seeing perhaps that you are wiser than they are. Or maybe you figured out how to stand out above the fray, as they say. What if love glows? That's the missing energy in this particular channel I wanted to tell you. Dear ones, if you're not afraid of the truth and you say, I want to show this the best way I can, I'm going to allow myself to glow in love so people will see the compassion in me or see that I'm slightly different and not odd. Different enough that they're going to want to know more or be with me because I am a listener and I'm compassionate to what people say. These are the things that make the difference between an old energy humanity and a new energy humanity. How do you stand with this? Where are you with this? Again, Are you afraid of the truth? An old energy light worker, after examination, would have to say, in some circumstances, yes. I don't want to step out and be a fool. I don't want to step out and have people not like me. That's all been the energy of a past paradigm, dear ones, especially with those who have a larger truth and who are awakening to it. This planet has energies arriving that we have told you about, both from that which is outside of the Earth and that which is inside of the Earth. And those changes affect your consciousness and the others around you. That change is actually worldwide. It's not just for lightworkers. It's not just for those who would be listening to a program like this. But the result is this, is that those around you are different than they were 10 years, 20 years ago. Now you're going to find allowance, acceptance, even those who recognize you as who they've been waiting for. How about that? Did you ever stop to think that you are the answer to problems other people have that don't have any solutions that they can think of, where they cannot get into peaceful places, where they don't know what to do next? And there you are, the lighthouse that is not afraid of the truth. How does that feel to you? These are things that are arriving on the earth classically, right now, making a difference for you and all those on the planet around you. This is the hope of Earth. And I've given you this information time after time, but suddenly you're living in it. I'm crying in love with you all, and for good reason. And so it is.